Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests Matt Hopper and Billy Edwards with the Land of Legend Barbershop Chorus.
Matt, let's real quick, you guys got the big show coming up. Some changes, going to be at the Weather Vane this year, but boy, I was looking at it. It's going to be a blast. But real quick, when is it, where is it, and what folks need to know?
Saturday, May 2nd. At 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. That's the biggest change that we got this year, is that we're adding another show. Maybe the only other bigger change is that we're going to be doing it at Weather Vane Playhouse this year. It's a new venue for us, and we're really excited to partner with them for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said two shows, 2 and 7. Going to be a lot of fun. That's a quick turnaround to get people in and out, though, isn't it? Because the shows are, I mean, you got to hurry up and get them going.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little bit shorter of a show than we've had in the past to accommodate the two show schedule for the day. But we've got some chorus family that's graciously going to cater some food in between the shows, so we're never even going to have to leave the building.
Mm-hmm. Is that enough time, though, to rest the instrument?
Oh, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know about mine.
We've got a variety of groups singing on the show, so it's not just the chorus the whole time.
Okay,
so the guys will get some breathing time and rehydrate and all that.
Billy, just being in different venues, do you have to kind of tailor some stuff? I mean, again, you used to be at the Midlands, a big high ceiling. The Weather Vane, maybe not so much. You guys have to tailor some of that?
Well, and you're right. We actually had rehearsal there just on Monday this week to kind of get a feel for the stage. But we sing a lot of places throughout the year, different venues, whether it's churches or other halls and events. So we get used to singing in a variety of spaces. And the Weather Vane Playhouse has been so gracious to work with us. So the week of the show, we're going to get in there, we're going to set the mics and set the lights and really make it sound good for the audience.
Mm-hmm. How hard is that setup? I mean, I've watched you guys. It's like, you know, all over, somebody's doing something.
There's a lot of moving parts. We try to make it look well-rehearsed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Weather Vane is a great venue. Matt and I have actually done many shows there going back to high school. I think, Pat Scarpetti, you've been on a show there
right.
in the past. Music Man, they needed a quartet. They're doing Music Man again this summer. Shameless plug for any folks that want to.
Any of you guys going to be in there?
Not this time.
Not this time.
No, okay.
But, yeah, it is a great venue, and they've got the concession stand right there, and the parking is nice and close, so we're really looking forward to it.
You know, last year you had the big anniversary. You guys had that great program that talked about the history. You've been around quite a while.
Having been in this community for now 76 years,
yep.
And just all the things that we've gotten to do over the generations of singers we've had through the group, and we're still going strong, so we love this community.
Yeah, but again, remind folks how you got involved, Billy. I mean, it's, you don't just wake up someday and go, hey, Barbershop Chorus.
Yeah, it was...
Or maybe you do. Judging by that reaction, that might be kind of how it works.
So the story goes that I was at Newark High School sitting in English class with my buddy Rusty, and we were supposed to be paying attention, but we weren't.
Who would have guessed?
And Rusty turns to me and says, hey, you know those old guys that come visit choir class every year? They talk about harmony camp and singing barbershop. I said, yeah. And Rusty says, well, we could do that. I said, yeah. So we grabbed two other guys and started a high school quartet, and that was 21 years ago now that I've been singing barbershop.
Mm. And Matt, you, I know we've talked before, it's always been in your blood.
Yeah, well, I was a grade behind Billy at Newark, and when they started that quartet, it was two seniors and two juniors, and I was a sophomore at the time, and then the two seniors graduated, and I said, that was cool, I want to be a part of it. So I joined up their second year.
Mm-hmm. And it's been
so that was 20
since.
Years ago.
Basic math, very nice.
20,
yeah. Some math last year.
20
nice.
Years besides that guy, God bless you. But, I mean, it is a lot of fun. I mean, you guys, you're all you're smiling. I mean, you have so much fun. We've seen you at different shows. You were just at the Kiwanis Pancake Day, and everybody said what a great show it was. But you guys do have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's a ton of fun. It's a hobby that you can enjoy your entire life, as evidenced by our members. The youngest guy that we'll have appearing on the stage with us is 21, 20, somewhere around there. And our oldest member is still Warren Parsons. Mm. For those of you who are keeping tabs from last year, he's now 101 years old. And he will be on the show.
Man, oh man.
We got guys in their late 80s and then all the numbers in between, too. Yeah.
Well, look at Riley over here. He's like 100 and, I mean,
that's,
man,
even older than me.
But, I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
That is still sounds good, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what does he sing?
He sings the melody, the lead line.
Yeah. So, wow, 101. I mean,
Warren's been in the group since the 50s. Yeah.
I got to believe it's got to be fun to pick his brain about, all right.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, does he remember a lot of these shows?
Sharp.
Yeah, we did a really nice interview with him last year.
Yes.
That we featured on our,
yep,
75th anniversary show, just kind of talking about the earliest shows that he could remember, and he still remembers right when he got in, and a lot of memorable shows between then and now, and it was fun to just sit at his house and pick his brain. And
I remember that.
I'll bet his start wasn't daydreaming in English class.
No.
he talks about the first time he performed with the chorus. It was a fundraiser to benefit all of the damages from the 1959 flood we had in town.
Wow. And he can remember all that and be part of that. Were you guys nervous when you tried out?
Tried out.
Well, because you've told me before, you'll never say no to anybody.
No, we don't have any audition requirements for our group.
Just breathing.
Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy the camaraderie and you like to sing, we can find a place for you.
There's strength in numbers.
It's strength in numbers. We've still got about 30 guys that are going to be on the show this year, and we're always looking to expand. So. If you like to sing and you like having fun and you like old songs, come on down and join us.
Mm-hmm. And where do you guys practice at? What
we still rehearse at Trinity Episcopal at 76 East Main Street in downtown Newark, just east of the square, Monday nights from 7 to 9:30.
Mm-hmm. And but it is truly just, if you have a love for this, just come on down.
I mean,
have you? Be honest now. I know he will be.
I was telling someone the other day, if you've seen the movie Ratatouille, everyone can cook. Maybe you're not going to be professional, but we feel like everyone can sing.
Have you ever had to turn somebody down, Matt?
No.
No. Wait till I come.
Here's where the microphone is. We'd like you to be way over there.
That's what you do with Scarpini. Don't lie. Somebody felt bad for him. It's a day, well, let him in. We'll put him on. I love giving him a lot of crap. I really do.
We love not giving him the microphone.
You see, he's trying to take it over, Billy. But those nights where you're practicing, is there just some nights where it's just like, man, these guys have got it? And then there's other nights where you're like, I could have been doing something better on a Monday night.
Well, I try not to think of it like that. But, you know, that we do have better nights than others. Just like any organization, any kind of team that you're on, whether it's, you know, like a community bowling league or a barbershop chorus, you know, some nights you do better than others.
Mm-hmm. But there's always banter and cutting up. You know?
Oh,
with
yeah.
this group? Oh,
but
no.
The constant is that we always have fun with each other. Yeah. And, you know, we always enjoy the camaraderie of the group.
And, you know, I got to think, Billy, for some folks, that might be the best that they have for the whole week, is to be able to kind of let loose a little bit and have some fun, because all of our lives are rush. You know, got to worry about this, got to worry about that. I got to imagine for those few hours on a Monday night, it's a great relief for folks.
We've got some guys, and it truly is the fellowship of being with the other guys that keeps you coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The music is great, too. Keeps me coming back. Also, I'm the director, so they expect me to be there, along with Matt, my co-director. But, no, there are guys that is the highlight.
Sure.
For them. They look forward to it every week.
Mm-hmm. Now, the volunteer, is there anything else outside of just the Monday nights and the shows? Are you guys doing, got to be able, if you want to be a part, you got to do the different shows throughout the weeks and stuff like that?
Well,
right?
we do have a lot of commitments that we do throughout the year. For the last couple years, we've been teetering on having more performances than rehearsals throughout the year. And
over 40 performances a year around the community, whether public or private, the whole chorus, or we send out a quartet.
Yeah, most of the time it's a quartet that goes out, and it's usually a lot of the same like core group of guys, and we'll kind of cycle in and out based on who's available.
May 2nd is the big show, Land of Legend Chorus. Two shows, as a matter of fact, as Matt mentioned, over at the Weathervane Playhouse, 2 and 7 o'clock. All right, Matt, the title of it is Come Take a Trip. Maybe tell us a little bit about it, how we came on that title.
Yeah, so every year we kind of get everybody that's interested together for a little brainstorming meeting, and one of our newer members who's been singing with us the last couple years suggested maybe a road trip type show. And there's a song that I know called Come Take a Trip, which is ironically not on the show. But I thought that would be a good title for the show.
See, this is why I love these guys. Anybody know a song? So you go with that title. So I'm assuming, you know, different stops, different areas are going to be part of these this show.
Yeah, so the story is basically going to follow the road trip of a young couple that are trying to get back to Ohio from the San Francisco Bay Area. And they're going to take all modes of transportation, planes, trains, automobiles.
And hilarity ensues.
And there's going to be a lot of funny jokes along the way.
Yeah, that's what I like, too, about it. The music is fantastic, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you guys have some fun. There's some good one-liners that are in there. Who comes up with that? Is that between everybody?
So what happens is we've got this guy in our chorus named Gary Marquette, who is a wonderful writer. He's got a theater background, and he generously donates his time to come up with a script for us every year. This year, I think he really knocked it out of the park. We got some really funny stuff.
Oh, I know when I'm there, I'm laughing at a lot of stuff just off to the back. I'm like, who comes up with this stuff? Because, I mean, he's a character. Billy is, but I wasn't sure if it was
you. Well, and, you know, we all have our own personalities that, for better or for worse. But Gary always comes up with the script, and then we always come through and help him tweak it to make it the final product.
Yeah.
So now you've got a couple of guest quartets that are coming. Are they also on the road trip, or do they just kind of do their own thing?
No, they are going to be doing their own thing, but I know that a couple of their songs are road trip themed, so hopefully they sing those.
Yeah. I got this idea.
Are they doing Come Take a Trip?
No, they are not. But our the first quartet we're going to feature is a local quartet, or as local as we get. They're all from Central Ohio, most of them from the Columbus area, and their name is Intermission, and they're going to be singing right before the intermission of the show.
Okay.
And they're wonderful friends of ours, have been for years, they are the, what does this say? The 2024 Johnny Appleseed District Open Quartet Champions. They are a mixed quartet, and most recently placed third, I think, in the district contest. They're just wonderful singers that we really enjoy working with.
Great up-and-coming group.
Yeah, great up-and-coming group. And then the big act that we got booked this year is a quartet called First Take, and most of them are from the D.C. area. They'll be coming in for the show, and they famously, in 2024, earned the International Silver Medals for second place in the international contest a couple years ago.
You have to be really good.
You have to be super good to do that.
So is that all based on just the singing and the harmonies?
No.
Or is it that witty repartee that happens in the middle too?
It's based on the singing. It's based on the musicality. It's based on the performance, like the stage presence type deal. So they have a lot of showmanship that they work into their songs.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Matt Hopper and Billy Edwards with the Land of Legend Barbershop Chorus. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.